Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Hello and welcome. I am Kate Boone, and today I'm in conversation with Ayanda Khoza. Ayanda is currently busy with her CIMA SIPA accounting articles at a medium-sized firm in the Western Cape. Despite consistently being one of the youngest people in the most professional rooms, she thrives on pushing her boundaries and learning from every opportunity she's presented with. In a field that is still mostly male-dominated, she hopes to encourage other women to pursue careers that we were not once able to do. And outside of work, she's always ready for her next adventure, whether it's exploring new cultures, food through travel, or diving into new areas of leisure. I'm going to welcome Ayanda. How are you doing today?
Wow, thank you so much for that welcome. I'm good. It's been busy, but good.
Great. So, icebreaker question. Okay. I don't know if you're a music person much, but I would like to assume that you are.
Are there people that don't listen to music?
They don't exist.
No, it can't be.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad. I want to find out from you, what was the first song you listened to today?
Sure. The first song I listened to. Okay, so I flew into Bloemfontein from about 6 o'clock. So it was a very early song. I think it was probably Homesick by Noah. I don't know how you say his surname. Kahan, but okay. Noah Kahan.
All yeah. right. Okay. No, it's okay. I'm also just trying to think if I know it, and I'm realizing I'm hearing it for the first time.
I would sing it, but no, not on the podcast. I'll sing after.
Perfect. Great. So Ayanda, before we unpack your job and what it is that you do, tell me about the best day in your career. When was it and what happened?
Ironically, I don't think I had even started my career. I think the best day was March of last year when I had the interview actually for this job. And funny enough, I had the interview at 2 o'clock. I finished at 3, and by 4 o'clock, I had an offer in my inbox for this job. So I think that was probably the highlight so far.
That actually sounds like a dream.
Totally.
Now let's start by reflecting on your background. Have you always been a little adventurer at heart? Where is Ayanda Khoza from, and how has she always known that she'd actually be one of the youngest people in the most professional rooms looking back?
I think, yes, to answer your adventure question, I love putting myself in situations that I essentially struggle in. That sounds so like terrible, but since I was little, I mean, when I was in high school, I moved schools at the end of grade 10, and I said to myself at the end of grade 10, at this new school, I want to be head girl or deputy head girl. And I remember speaking to my mom, and she was like, come on, like, they vote for this in your grade 11 year. Exactly. Like, this is close to, like, impossible. Believe it or not, I was deputy head girl at that school. But, yeah, I'm from Johannesburg originally. My parents got divorced when I was younger. My dad stayed in Bloem. My mom moved to Johannesburg. So I did high school in Joburg. And then for university, I decided to actually move back here to Bloem. And yeah, that's how it's been so far. And then after varsity, naturally, I must move again. So I moved down to the Western Cape.
It's how you say naturally. So let's then get into your journey as a student. I know you're currently busy with your CIMA SIPA, and you said it's two different articles that you, internships that you're actually pursuing. That is crazy. Yes. But for you to then get to this point, would you say it was a straight or a winding road for you?
I think in the field of accounting, I don't know if it's ever a straight road from first year to third year to working, as much as I say that that was my journey. But I actually didn't apply for accounting. I originally wanted to study law. I either wanted to go to med school or I wanted to study law. So in matric, I applied at all the universities for med school and law. And then in about August that year, I had changed my mind. I decided that I might want to move overseas, and if you study law, it's a bit difficult to do so. So I was like, okay, I was going to do commercial law anyway, so let me maybe do accounting. And then with accounting, I mean, IFRS, all of that, it's very standardized, very international. So I was like, okay, let me switch. So I contacted all the universities again and said, look, listen, I know I applied already. Is there any chance I could change? And three varsities actually got back to me, one of them being UFS, and said, yes, it's okay, you can change. We can't obviously give you like a place now, we need to wait for your results. Exactly. And also people have applied before you. So I was like, yeah, that's fair, I'll keep like my other applications, but yes, please do like still take me in for accounting. And then I got in. So Then I did my first year, which was also online completely because, like I said, a COVID, I'm very young. I'm a COVID, okay. A COVID first year. Second year was a bit more on campus. We had majority classes on campus, but we still had a few modules that were
online.
And then, believe it or not, my final year was the first time I was full time on campus. And then I decided, with CIMA, I'm not going to do honors because CIMA works based off of levels. So you've got different levels that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do your honors, you go in at a lower level. And if you do your honors, you go in at a higher level. So I decided if I'm going to do that route, I might as well just not do my honors and just go straight into working. So that was my journey basically from becoming a lawyer to becoming an accountant.
And I think it's so interesting how you are so intentional about, you know, the decisions that you're making.
No, for sure.
And for you to already just decide, I'm not going to do honors, so I'm going to do both CIMA and SAIPA. I think, what do you think are going to be the opportunities, or what do you hope would be the opportunities for you having both, internships or having both qualifications, and the doors and the possibilities it would open for you in the career?
So CIMA is still quite new to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In South Africa, when you hear accountants, the question is always, oh, are you a CA?
Yes.
That's what everybody knows. Mm. So CIMA is still new to South Africa, so I didn't want to need to force myself to move overseas or not have the opportunity to go back. With that said, there are companies that are hiring CIMA. Mm. I mean, I'm doing my articles here. So there are companies that need, but the need for it is not so popular in South Africa as it is overseas. So with having the SAIPA behind the CIMA, that's obviously a South African accreditation.
Yes.
So I didn't want to close any doors with whichever route I chose, and I knew I didn't want to do the CA thing.
Okay. That's one thing you knew for sure.
Knew that for certain.
I love that. So now, seeing you're a traveler and, I mean, an adventurer at heart, let's travel through time and reflect a bit. Let's say you didn't pursue accounting, right? And you weren't able to do anything close to this field. You mentioned now that you almost did law and almost got into that door. But what else do you think you would have liked to do?
I think I would have probably become a teacher. I love educating people, and I love taking complex things and breaking it down for other people to understand. I can understand something, I firmly believe everyone can understand it. So I think I would have maybe become a teacher, I guess, because I can't stay in the same field. Maybe a biology teacher or a math teacher, I think. In high school, definitely high school.
Yeah. Not anything older or younger.
No. No.
Okay, now back to real life. What would you say, Ayanda, makes you good at your job?
Sure. You know, people never ask, what are your strengths? It's always, what do you think your weaknesses are? Let's think. I think I'm good at reading people and situations. So I'm able to see what somebody is asking of me beyond what they are actually just asking.
Mm.
And then also, I think I'm very disciplined. So I can sit for 2 hours and do something until it's done, or sit for the 8 hours in a work day and actually get something done. I don't get very easily distracted. So I think that's probably a good sign.
Definitely is. We need people like you on our side. And let's say someone is listening now, you know, so whether it be a student, whether it be anyone at any point of their lives, and they would really like to also pursue a similar career path as you, what would you then say is the best way for them to prepare themselves?
I think from a student level, you have to remember that if it was easy, everyone would do it. So it is difficult. It's a difficult career path. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of time. And just always remember in the back of your head, if it was easy, everyone would do it. From a work perspective, I think more people need to realize that you're not going to always love your job. A job is a job. You could be doing your dream job. The mere fact that you have to wake up and report somewhere for a certain amount of hours is always going to be terrible.
Exactly.
So I think if you enjoy the subject matter and you can see yourself doing this in flexi hours, maybe, then I think that could be a good indication.
Definitely. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Exactly.
I love
so
that.
True.
Now, you just said yourself, no job is good, right? And I always also say every job has its stuff. And I guess in your industry, I could say the numbers will not always balance.
Do the numbers ever balance?
So what would you say would be the hard or the mundane part of the work that you do?
So I think the hard part is definitely we are, accountants are the only people that can read numbers the way that they do. Mm. So if I think of a career in medicine, a lot of it is connected. So as much as a doctor has skills in the body, there is a surgeon that's also got a part skill in the body. Accounting is very, very, very isolated. Mm. So I think the difficult part is figuring out how to do something to the best of your client's benefit, essentially. Mm. And it's difficult, again, because each company is so specific, similar to the human body. I don't want to say doctors have it easy or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the hard part is definitely trying to figure out how this will benefit your client in the best way, while obviously being legal and all of that thing. The mundane part, I think, would be busy season. Busy season is the time of the year where we need to get things done. So in the beginning of the year, we've got tax season. Everyone knows the financial year ends. Yes. So we've got like all of that. So I think it's when it's busy season, we have hundreds and hundreds of tax returns that we need to file. And after a while, they get quite mundane to do the same thing and over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's probably, those are probably the mundane parts.
Okay, but I also am suspecting that that's where you thrive, because you can sit long hours and not get distracted.
I don't get distracted, but it is still boring.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've reached what I always say is my second favorite part of the conversation. And I'm going to ask you 5 questions.
Okay.
So don't think too hard. It's a this or that. And the first thing that comes to your mind, you say it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Great. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
Remote. Definitely remote.
Okay. Finish this for me. Every morning I...
wake up.
Wow. Very original. And the last one. A wise accountant once said...
I don't know. Do accountants say wise things?
I don't know.
Okay. A wise accountant once said... I don't know. Wow. I hit a complete blank. Okay. A wise accountant once said, it never balances, but it will eventually.
Perfect. We're going to trademark that.
Don't put my name under that, please.
Ayanda, we've reached the end of our conversation. And I don't know if there's any last words you'd like to say before we close.
I have nothing on my side. Just thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here and to be able to share my knowledge.
I'm glad. And thank you for your willingness to share your story and your journey.
Of course.
I know that I enjoyed this conversation. I know whoever listens will also enjoy it as well.
I hope so.
Amazing.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.